97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
I've got the guys from Sports Meets Beer here to do Beer 30. Brad's in studio, Ben at a secret location. You can check out their podcast on all the podcasting locations and make sure you get connected with them on the socials as well. Sports Meets Beer. Today we have a beer from a local brewery, Hen House. They have a handful of standards that they always have there. And then they have their rotating IPAs. And this one is called Liquid Entertainment IPA.
Well, as I'm sitting here drinking a beer in the park like a hobo, this, you know, the nice thing about Hen House is they've always had this really clean packaging. And I think they've taken a step out of their comfort zone and come with something fun and whimsical and something that's a little different for them. This is a little, speaks a little more to like what Revision does really well. You know, they've got multiple cans and they've got, you know, the logos are kind of cool and funky, and this looks really neat.
See, I think that the enormous mouth on the side with all the entertaining cans coming out on top of the tongue is the stuff of nightmares. So I agree with you. They've stepped out of their comfort zone, and I think it's cool. But if you just go to one side of the can, it's just a little terrifying.
That's, it's creative. That's the way to put it.
AATMF on this beer, you guys. It's our aroma, appearance, taste, mouthfeel, finish. This is, as so many IPAs are these days, this is cloudy and it's orangey, orangey yellow in color. What are we sniffing in here, guys?
Well, I get, you know, I get a little bit of melon, a little bit of guava. You kind of get the, it's a juicy IPA. You're going to get the same features and everything out of it that we've grown to know and expect from juicy IPAs and hazy IPAs.
Intense probably isn't the right word, but I definitely pick up more of like that honeydew melon or the cantaloupe melon in the finish of this beer. I mean, I feel like sometimes we're kicking the same dead horse over and over about what some of these hazies are, but this one's good.
A little bit more crisp than some of the other ones.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got, it's like, let's see, it's Simcoe, a bunch of ones I don't understand, I can't pronounce, Comet Hops. You know, so there's four different hops in this thing. I don't find it to be particularly hop forward.
No, I'm not. I'm getting little to no hop flavor out of it. But on the finish, like you mentioned, Brad, you catch the melon, but you also get a little blueberry, which has that good sweetness to it. So it's not overly done like the honeydew, but it's got a nice tart sweetness that kind of finishes up a little bit different than a standard hazy IPA. And I'll give them that. This does finish a little bit different than the others. And I think also, with the weather warming up, that always helps out tremendously with those kind of finishes.
You know, that this isn't overly sweet despite having those characteristics. I appreciate, you know, the mouthfeel on this, but, you know, it doesn't, the nose isn't particularly strong and the hops aren't particularly strong in this beer either. I don't dislike it. I just don't think this is one of Hen House's stronger offerings.
No, but I also, I'd like a little more hop flavor out of it, but you lose that with hazies and juicies anyway. So it's like wishing on a rainbow. It's just not going to happen.
What?
Great. Hopefully no kids are listening.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, it's a harsh reality. They got to get used to it.
So I think I'm going to go thumbs down on this beer. It's fine. I expected something a little bit more intense from Hen House. I think maybe you're going to find better offerings from these guys. How's that?
They have a high bar for all their other stuff. So I can see how this one may not measure up to the other.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up just because it's a little different, and the difference is so subtle, but it's different. They stepped outside of the normal hazy, juicy style of beer, and I think it's worth a thumbs up for that.
That is Hen House, one of their rotating IPAs.
Liquid Entertainment.
Entertainment. You can check out this review and others, 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on all the podcasting locations. Give them a follow on the socials as well. All right, Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks again for being here.
Cheers.
Thank you, Daniel.